Yes, sir. So, what's your name, sir?
William Rathburn.
Okay, just hold on for one moment. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct the hearing. She's going to be the lead, sir.
Mr. Rathburn?
Yeah.
Could you please restate your full name and your ABC number?
William Rathburn, 176350.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on December 3rd, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Form for what?
It was the form that said the hearing would be held today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, on that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, Mr. Rathburn? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
Yes, myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. Present today, we have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us, from the Department of Corrections, the Honorable Mr. Turner, who is a community corrections officer, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Rathburn and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr.
Yes.
Rathburn?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Rathburn, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Rathburn, for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one, and the allegation was that you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about June 26, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Rathburn, is that true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Rathburn's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Dr. Wright. Agree, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Rathburn, well, back to you. For phase two, we'll determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back to ask you some questions in just a moment, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Rathburn was released from ADC custody on 6-26-2018 and arrested on 11-18-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 11-18-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 218-2020 with 145 abscond days. Current conviction, 2009 commitment B, count one, trafficking identity, 9 years, 3 months. 2009 commitment C, count one, trafficking and stolen property, 9 years and 3 months. Prior convictions, 2003, dangerous drug violation, 5 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, he self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Pepperwoods. Prior term of supervision, 2007, TIS release, absconded for 153 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with violence noted. Other arrest, 1987, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, probation. 1988, theft of a vehicle, California, felony conviction, probation. 1989, theft by embezzlement, New Mexico, probation revoked. 1992, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, probation. 1996, possession and sale of dangerous drug, Florida, pending charges. 1997, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1998, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1999, theft of vehicle, felony, Florida, unknown. Is a GD score of G6V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Rathburn, we have a very brief written summary of what happened when you were on supervision, because it appears you just reported for, or you were released, and you were approved to live at Reborn at 2546 West Orange Road in Phoenix, but you never showed up. Where'd you go, sir?
I didn't have the money for the Reborn and stuff like that, and all my property and stuff like that, when I was on the street, got stolen, where I couldn't get a hold of the parole officer or nothing like that, so I was on the streets.
So you were homeless, sir?
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
You were homeless for 145 days?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you in Phoenix?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were you working at all?
I had odd jobs that I was doing.
So, like day labor or...?
Just the jobs that I was picking up around where I was at.
That you could pick up. What were you about? What location?
I was on 51st and late, 51st and Roosevelt.
Okay. And were you doing any drugs or alcohol?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. I see in the past you have a dangerous drug conviction. What drug was that about?
That was meth.
That was meth? But you weren't using meth this time?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so what were you doing when the Phoenix PD picked you up?
I was homeless right up by the Baymont, and they had some burglaries going on. So somebody said that I was selling tools, which I was selling tools for a company that I was working with a little bit.
Okay.
And stuff like that. So they misunderstood it and they pulled me over.
So the Phoenix PD may have thought you had stolen the tools. Is that?
Yeah, they thought I was a subject.
But how did you come to have those tools?
I said I was working with a guy that buys them on auction.
Okay, so he buys them and then you have them resell?
Right.
Okay. All right, so the Phoenix PD, then they checked your ID and they found the warrant. Is that how it went?
Yeah, I told them I was a pro violator when they stopped me.
Oh, okay, sir. All right. I'm going to save my fellow board members have any questions. Any questions from anyone else here on the board? Okay, Mr. Rathburn, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you thought of that you want the board to consider. Anything else, sir?
Well, I know that I screwed up by not reporting and stuff, but I would like to have a second chance, and I will report and stuff like that to get this done right.
Okay, sir. I see in the past you had another time when you were on community supervision and you didn't report that either, so you knew how important it was.
Right, right. I'm like I said, I want to try to do it right.
Okay, Mr. Rathburn. Okay, the board is going to go into discussion, Mr. Rathburn. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you remain on the phone, listen to the discussion, and we'll be back with you in just a moment, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Rathburn did not report where he was supposed to report for residence or for intake. So he didn't really give the parole officer a chance to work with him, and he did have a prior period of absconding on a supervision. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I'd listen to any input of fellow board members. Seeing no fellow board members, I'm going to move to, based on information of warrant 2018W1961, conversation with Mr. Rathburn and information provided by Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Rathburn was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and had monster was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by absconding for 145 days, during which time his parole officer could not monitor his activity.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright. Agreed. Mr. Neal, Mr. Kanyanis. Okay, Mr. Rathburn, you heard the discussion. The board is voting to revoke your community supervision, sir. When you disappear like that, that just doesn't give community supervision a chance. You understand? And you had the prior period, so you knew what would happen. So we're showing you with the release date of February 18th of 2020. So as of that day, you won't have parole officer. After that date, you'll be free to move about, and we wish you the best, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.